This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached New Delhi after his 2 days visit to Bhutan. Prime Minister and his Bhutanese counterpart Shering Tobge inaugurated Gyalsen Jetsun Pema Mother and Child Hospital in Thimphu. The state-of-the-art hospital has been built with the assistance of the Government of India. The development of the 150-bedded hospital has been supported by India in two phases. The newly constructed hospital would add value to the quality of mother and child health services in Bhutan. The Minister of External Affairs said that Gyalsen Jetsun Pema Wangchuk Hospital stands as a shining example of India-Bhutan partnership in healthcare. After the inauguration, Prime Minister left for New Delhi. In a special gesture, Bhutan King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk, accompanied by Prime Minister Tobge, accorded a warm send-off to Mr. Modi at the airport. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this has been a very special Bhutan visit and he had the opportunity to meet the King, PM Tobge and other distinguished people of Bhutan. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi announced assistance of 10,000 crore rupees to Bhutan over the next 5 years. Mr. Modi assured Bhutan's top leadership that India will stand by the Himalayan Kingdom in the quest for development. The two countries also signed agreements in the fields of energy, trade, digital connectivity, space and agriculture, and finalized the MOU on the establishment of rail links between the two nations. In Russia, over 60 people were killed and more than 145 injured when gunmen opened fire in a concert hall near capital Moscow last night. Russian state media TASS reported that three armed men opened fire inside the Krokus City Hall concert venue. A large fire engulfed the roof of the complex and Russian special forces were deployed to the scene. A SWAT team was called to the area and more than 70 ambulance teams and doctors were assisting victims. The Islamic State Khorasan, ISISK, has claimed responsibility for the attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi strongly condemned the heinous terrorist attack. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Our thoughts and prayers are with the families of the victims." He said India stands in solidarity with the government and the people of the Russian Federation in this hour of grief. As a sign of mourning and grief for the victims of the terrorist attack in Moscow, the Russian national flag is flying half-mast at the Russian embassy in New Delhi. In a social media post, the embassy expressed condolences to the families of those deceased and wished a speedy recovery to all those injured. The Central Election Committee of the Bharatiya Janata Party is scheduled to meet at the party headquarters in New Delhi today to finalize the names of candidates for Lok Sabha polls. Today is the martyrdom day of Shaheed-e-Azam, Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev. On this day in the year 1931, Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev had kissed the noose laughingly while shouting slogans of Inqalab Zindabad in the Lahore Central Jail. The Election Commission has appointed new district magistrates for 4 districts of West Bengal. The poll body has ordered the transfer of district magistrates of Purbo Mednipur, Jharkhand, Purbo Bardhaman and Birbhum districts ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP leader Arvind Kejriwal was sent to the Enforcement Directorate's custody till the 20th of March by the Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi yesterday in connection with the excise policy case. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, said that the AAP leader was directly involved in framing the now withdrawn Leaker policy. The Delhi Chief Minister was produced before the court following his arrest by the ED on Thursday night. The arrest came hours after the Delhi High Court denied any interim protection from arrest to the AAP chief in connection with the summons issued to him by the agency in the Leaker policy-linked money laundering case. AAP leader and minister in Delhi government Aatishi has said that Mr. Kejriwal will continue as Delhi chief minister. She said no constitutional provision requires him to resign. In cricket, defending IPL champions Chennai Super Kings beat Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets in the inaugural match last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.